Harper Audio presents 310 to Yuma by Elmore Leonard, performed by Henry Rollins. Originally published in Dime Western, copyright 1953 by Elmore Leonard. Production copyright 2004 by HarperCollins Publishers.
He had picked up his prisoner at Fort Huachuca shortly after midnight, and now, in the silent early morning mist, they approached contention. The two riders moved slowly, one behind the other. Entering Stockman Street, Paul Scallon glanced back at the open country with the wet haze blanketing its flatness, thinking of the long night ride from Huachuca, relieved that this much was over. When his body turned again, his hand moved over the sawed-off shotgun that was across his lap, and he kept his eyes on the man ahead of him until they were near the end of the second block, opposite the side entrance of the Republic Hotel. He said just above a whisper, though it was clear in the silence, "End of the line." The man turned in his saddle, looking at Scallon curiously. "The jail's around on Commercial. I want you to be comfortable." Scallon stepped out of the saddle, lifting a Winchester from the boot, and walked toward the hotel's side door. A figure stood in the gloom of the doorway behind the screen, and as Scallon reached the steps, the screen door opened. "Are you the marshal?"
"Yes, sir."
Scallon's voice was soft and without emotion. "Deputy from Bisbee."
"We're ready for you. 207. A corner. Front's on Commercial."
He sounded proud of the accommodation.
"You Mr. Tempe?"
The man in the doorway looked surprised.